Science and technology.
Forensic zoology. The elephant in the room. Dating ivory has just become easier. Poachers beware.
Few megafauna are more charismatic than elephants, and that charisma gives them political clout. On July 1st, for example, Barack Obama used the Tanzanian leg of his tour of Africa to announce an executive order intended to give teeth to America's obligation, as a party to the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species, to prevent the smuggling of poached ivory. The rules on trading ivory, though, are hard to enforce, for if it comes from an animal killed before 1990, such trade is legal. Not surprisingly, a cottage industry in making ivory look older than it is has grown up. But a paper published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences by Kevin Uno of the University of Utah and his colleagues may deal with that. For Dr. Uno has worked out how to use one of science's less glorious episodes, the atmospheric testing of nuclear weapons, to work out exactly how old a piece of ivory really is. Dr. Uno's method uses the ivory's carbon-14 content in a way that was not previously employed. What radiochemists call carbon-14 forms naturally in the atmosphere by the action of cosmic rays on nitrogen atoms. It has a half-life of 5,730 years, which makes it ideal for dating objects pertinent to human history, and it can do so to within a few decades of their true age, which is great for archaeology. It is not, though, much use for finding out whether a particular piece of ivory was detached from the elephant that grew it before or after a specific date just over 20 years ago. But Dr. Uno realised there has recently been a second source of carbon-14, those bomb tests, and they give him the precision he requires. Normally, the amount of carbon-14 in the atmosphere is governed by the rate at which cosmic radiation creates it and the rate at which things like photosynthesis absorb it. Between 1952 and 1962, however, when bomb tests above ground were commonplace, the amount of carbon-14 in the air shot up until it was nearly double the normal level. Since then, it has fallen, also quite steeply, as plants have absorbed the surplus. And it will continue to fall until the old equilibrium reasserts itself. This bomb curve, as it is known, changes so fast that year-by-year differences in the carbon-14 levels of recent specimens should be detectable. To test this hypothesis, Dr. Uno and his colleagues looked at 29 specimens of known age from 1905 to 2008. These included elephants' tusks, teeth and tail hair, and hippopotamus teeth, the trade in all of which is regulated. They measured the specimen's carbon-14 content using a sensitive technique called accelerator mass spectrometry. For those tissues that had grown after 1955, the carbon-14 concentration did, as the researchers hoped it would, closely match the bomb curve. Indeed, for these, the match was so good that their ages could be determined to within a year of the truth. At the moment, Dr. Uno's technique costs $1,000 a pop, so some places, particularly poorer countries in Africa, might be reluctant to deploy it. But in the context of an illegal trade in ivory, reckoned to be worth about $1 billion a year, that is not a huge amount of money. And if it helps preserve elephants, whose numbers in Africa have fallen from 1.3 million to 600,000 in the past 40 years, many would see it as money well spent.